I cannot believe this insolence. How dare they, those wretched commoners, assemble in defiance of my decree? Do they not grasp the gravity of their impudence? Their very existence, their miserable lives, hinge upon my benevolence, and yet they presume to challenge me? It is treasonous, abhorrent, ungrateful curs, every last one of them. I have labored, toiled, governed this realm with a wisdom no one could rival, and yet they repay my magnanimity with rebellion? Their pitiful cries against my decision. Do they truly believe they possess the wisdom to question me? I, who hold their fates in the palm of my hand? I shall not be challenged by such rabble. They will know their place, or I shall remind them. If they seek to test my will, they shall taste the consequences of their insolence. They shall rue the day they thought to stand against their queen. Wait, is that good enough? I try to sound enraged, but it feels so dreadfully out of character for me, does it not? In truth, it is near impossible for me to imagine that my people, my loyal subjects, would ever dare rise against me. Have I not ruled with fairness, with wisdom beyond reproach? They revere me, and even if they do not say it, they must know that every decision I make is for the good of the realm. Is it not so? And furthermore, the thought that I could ever make a decision so poor that it would ignite such chaos? Preposterous. But still, as much as I would dismiss such notions, I'm not so blind as to think my reign immune to all tests. Power, true power, requires vigilance, does it not? Even the most loyal subjects may waver, and even a monarch as beloved as I must be prepared for such moments. After all, I did not rise to this throne by mere chance. Strength is not simply given. It is maintained through unwavering resolve and swift action. But I know you would never betray me, would you? Loyalty, such as yours, is a rare treasure, one that I do not take lightly. There is something about you, a steadfastness, a quiet devotion. I sense it in your presence, in the way you carry yourself. You would not betray your queen, not even in your darkest hour. It is good to know I can trust you. Few in this world are worthy of such a gift, for trust once shattered can never truly be mended. But you, I believe in you. I shall keep you close, for I've learned that those who remain loyal in times of peace may prove even more valuable in times of trial. And if the storm ever does come, you shall stand beside me, unwavering. Of that, I am certain. Know this, your loyalty shall not go unrewarded. Those who serve me faithfully shall always have a place in my court and in my favor. I know that. You serve me so dutifully, yet you ask for nothing in return. Tell me, does your heart seek nothing more? Is there no desire that stirs within you? No love to warm your spirit? Surely a life spent in such tireless service must allow room for your own happiness? Come now, speak freely. You have earned that right. If it is a matter of the heart, there's no reason to keep it from me. I am, after all, your queen, and I could grant you whatever or whomever you desire. Name her, and I shall make it so. Any woman in my court, any maiden of your choosing could be yours, a small token for your loyalty. I see. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps it is not something that can be so easily given or arranged. Love, like loyalty, cannot be forced into existence by mere command. It is not a thing to be bartered or bestowed. It must bloom in its own time and in its own way, and to force such a thing would be undesirable. Forgive me, then. I would not bind you to something so hollow. Know that you are free to find your own path in such matters, as any should be. Ah, so there is someone after all. And here I thought your heart was unshakable, untouched by such matters. Is it not possible? That's absurd. There are few desires within my realm that I cannot make a reality. What is it that makes this one so unattainable? Is she beyond my reach? A foreign princess, perhaps? Or does she belong to some distant court, far from here? Surely there is nothing within my domain that could be denied to you, not after all your years of service. So tell me, why do you think this woman is impossible to have? Unless you speak of someone far closer to you than I had imagined. Closer, perhaps, than anyone else in this court. Tell me, is that what you mean? Do you dare speak of someone who stands above all others? So, it is true then. You speak of me, do you not? Of all the women in this kingdom, of all the possibilities before you, it is I, your queen, who has captured your heart. You realize, of course, the impossibility of such a thing. For all my power, all my command over this realm, even I cannot bend the rules of fate in this matter. I am bound to this throne, to the crown I wear. My duty, my responsibilities, they leave no room for such desires, not even if I wished it. And you, bound by your own loyalty, have carried this burden in silence. How long have you held this in your heart, knowing it could never be? I cannot fault you for it. Love is not something we choose. And it is a cruel thing indeed when the heart desires what it cannot have. At least, officially, that is. In the eyes of the realm, I must remain untouchable, bound to my throne, an emblem of authority and duty. But between us, behind the veil of formality, perhaps not all things are so impossible. There are rules, so many rules, but history is full of stories where the heart finds its way, even in the midst of the strictest of regimes. You know, this is not the place for such a conversation. Follow me. There are too many eyes in this room, too many ears that do not need to hear what passes between us. Here, this is better, away from the weight of that throne, away from the judgment of the court. Now we may speak plainly, without the mask of formality, for though I am a queen, I'm still a woman bound to duty, yes, but also by the same desires and longings as any other. So tell me, now that we are beyond the reach of prying eyes, what is it you truly wish to say? What is it your heart truly desires? You know, I rarely have time for myself. What if, just for tonight, we allowed ourselves a moment to step outside of these burdens, to set aside what the world expects, and instead, simply be? If you wish to leave now, I would not stop you, but if you choose to stay. The truth is, I've been thinking about the ways in which I could show my appreciation for you. And knowing what I know now, I could offer you something more than gratitude, something far more personal, if you would accept it. The crown may rest heavy upon my head in the day of light, but here, in the quiet of the night, perhaps for a moment, I can be more than a queen. A woman who desires to be understood, to be loved, to be cherished in ways that are not dictated by politics or power. To be seen in the light of who I truly am, without pretense. If you join me, it is not just about sharing a physical space, but about understanding and accepting each other beyond the roles we play. It is an opportunity for both of us to find a brief escape from the constraints of our respective positions. So, I offer you this chance to see me and be seen, not as queen and servant, but as two people who can share something genuine and profound, if only for tonight. Allow me to make your dream come true. I realize this may be a lot to take in. Please, do not feel pressure to do anything. If it's too much, we can simply forget about it and get back to the usual and the known. If not, however, and the curiosity of the unknown is stronger, you can choose to join me on this bed tonight and explore with me. The choice is all yours. I see. We shall waste no time then. Lay down next to me. You're about to witness something that you have not imagined, even in your wildest, boldest dreams. I hope you realize that once we cross this line, there will be no going back. Nothing is going to ever be the same. I mean it. I cannot predict whether the change will be positive or negative. Only time will tell. Can't really say I care about the future right now, still. I can tell that neither do you. Let's make it happen, shall we? No. You stay down. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it my way. I'm still your queen, after all. It's only natural I take control over this thing as well. And what a worthy thing that is indeed. I must say, I am impressed with my favorite servant right now. Your cock. Yes, it is better than I've imagined. I feel a growing desire to test it out. There it is. No, don't move a muscle. It's good this way. It is good this way. Get lost in the moment. Don't say anything. Just let your queen take over. I must say, this feels incredibly wrong. Sinning with my servant. But it also feels good. And one of those feelings is stronger than the other. Oh, I cannot imagine what the people would say, what my family would say about such an act. Oh, all they think about is rule and rules and rules. Oh, and I say fuck the rules. Fuck the fucking rules. Yes, I can feel it. You're getting closer, aren't you? I do not wish to stop. Oh, I cannot stop. Oh, let it happen. If it was supposed to happen, it will happen. Oh, go on, my little servant. Come for the queen. Yes. Well done. We can't go back now, and we cannot tell anybody, for nobody finding out lies in the interest of the both of us.